that center of beauty. This is the house of existence, not imagination. Playing with the word khiyal, because khiyal has two different meanings. One is the best and one is the worst, which is thinking nonsenses. He's explaining all of that to Iran to say that you will be there, you will know Jasper from prayers at the time when you pass away from your fantasy entirely. Good? Okay, let's go back. Where are we? We are at the middle of those lovely stories which are mixed up, talking about the miracle, the opposite part of intelligence, the thing that intelligence doesn't get, or the thing that's wrong with intelligence. We remember that the intelligence will help you, not really for helping, for stopping you from doing better stuff. It works opposite, know that. Now, he actually is talking in this big story to tell you some key stuff in the way of thinking. One of the major stuff, which is, my memory helps me, this is one of the strongest, I believe, advice Rumi gave me. It was the best thing helping me. He said, remember, don't go to the extreme here or there. If somebody will say everybody is right, that fellow is stupid. So it's not that everybody is right. And if you say everybody is wrong, shame on you. You are stone-hearted. Why are you doing that? Because there is no absolute truth or wrongness in our mind. We are relative here. Our understanding is relative. That was the first advice. Now, the second one. How do you believe in something? You just hear something and you believe in it. Something is put in a simple way to understand, then you believe it. Here it talks about if you want to understand, you should examine everything. You yourself think. Don't let these saying from here and there be active in your mind. Think about it, and for one purpose only. The word is khair and shar. Remember khair and shar? We talked about khair and shar. And I said, we'll talk about it in the future. And Rumi will explain that one day God wanted to make khair and shar exist. Therefore, he called the angel and said, bring me some earth. I want to make a human being. This is why we are built. Before us, that khair, do you remember the meaning of khair? Who remembers? Khair is, if you translate it superficially, it will be good, but it's not good at all. Good is khuwa, and we have some other words. Khair is the essence of goodness, in a way. And the word by itself in Arab language, the family, one of the most important words out of this, which is the base, is ikhtiyar, which is the freedom of choice, comes from khair. Because over there we don't think that freedom of choice is really something out there. We don't believe that you have freedom of choice. You need to realize what is good or bad. When something is bad, you will not choose it. When something is good, you will. Therefore, there is no choice really. It's the matter of understanding what is khair. And shar is the emptiness, empty place of khair. This is khair and shar, which are the main, let's say, balance we have to weigh their stuff. Okay? Here, we will say, you have to try everything to understand what kind of khair, what kind of shar is in it, because they are both in it. The main thing, let's think about the most important treasury of the human being. What is it? It's thought, right? We are the thought. Okay, thought is khair or shar? Both. Because this thought in one extreme will be the thought of Nelson Mandela, of Mahatma Gandhi, of Sister Teresa. These are thoughts, right? And this, the same stuff is in the head of these nasty people, the serial killers. They have thoughts, because thoughts are just an instrument. There is no good and bad in it. When it comes to me, I will put good and bad in it. So I have to find out the good and bad in it. This is the thing that we talk about. But practically, no one, I mean, no one in general meaning that I have seen, we really do it. They think about it and they say, okay, well, okay, let's forget it. Because it's difficult going back to basic and something to think about everything. To try to understand the good and bad in everything. The first thing you want as an animal is power. And you know all the good stuff about the power, don't you? You do. What about the bad stuff in it? Have you ever thought seriously that power will bring arrogance and will blind the eyes and will, could make you one of the worst people on earth? You never think about it. Here, he emphasizes to give you a new way of thinking about it, really. Because you have the question, you are the guilty party. You have to pay for it, right? It's not for free.
On making trial of everything, so that the good and evil which are in it may be brought to view. Contemplate this sky repeatedly, for God hath said, then turn thy gaze again.
Could you change that sky to something more understandable? Because to me, it's more, first of all, it's more galaxy. The word is gardun. Gardun means the thing that is going round. So it's more galaxy than sky. Yes.
As regards this roof of light, be not content with one look. Look many times, see, are there any flaws? Mm-hmm. Since he has told you to look oft times at this goodly roof, as a man seeking faults, you may know then how much seeing and discerning the dark earth needs to gain approval.
Means what? Means, he said, let me use an exaggeration to make my point. In the Holy Book, God will say, look at the sky again and again and again, and do not believe in what you see. Seek the wrong stuff, seek the wrong understanding, fault and all that. Okay, imagine the sky, which is his place. If we have to look at that one, carefully and try to find the shortcomings. What shall we do on earth? This filthy stuff down here means what? Means that in that holy advice, he said, be careful about the horizon of your thought. Always go back to the horizon of your thought and look for shortcomings, because there are always shortcomings. So you have to see everything you think about in different lights to understand it, okay? If about thought you should be that careful, what about this animal? This real, logical, nasty animal. This is, so he will make his point that, first of all, it's extremely important. Then, yes?
In order that we may strain the pure from the dregs, how much tribulation must our minds endure?
Mm-hmm. Means without that tribulation, without troubling your mind and working it, you cannot divide the good and bad in here. This is a raw stuff, like a water with a lot of chemicals hanging in it. You have to purify it. And for that purification, I give you the mind. You have to use that to do this. Yes?
The trials of winter and autumn, the heat of summer, spring like the spirit, winds and clouds and lightnings, that happenings may bring distinctions into view. That dusty colored earth may bring forth all that it holds in its bosom, ruby or stone. Whatsoever this dark earth has stolen from the treasury of God and the sea of bounty. Providence, the governor says, tell the truth. Declare what thou hast carried off hair by hair. The thief, that is the earth, says, nothing, nothing. The governor puts it to the torture.
Sometimes, what do all these mean? It's very simple, it's not complicated, believe me you. He started to say what? He said, you want to understand? Look at this merry-go-round in a way, careful. He stopped. He made an example of my exaggeration that when I'm talking about this, I mean seriously, okay? Look at it. Then he went back to explain this merry-go-round, this existence, this galaxy, this environment we are living in. He said, listen, everything is here like a test, like a spring. And everything is changing. Look around you. You will see the winter and the autumn. You will see the spring and summer. You will see wind, cloud, thunder. All of this is for what? To make something happen. What something? Do you remember we talked about the form and the essence? It was Johar and Araz. Araz is here, the forms. Those forms will be different because all of these different parameters, all this stuff happening is different. And all of this for potentiality to grow. The earth has a potential of becoming green and fruitful. Right? And even not only about the green stuff, even with the stone in the heart, that time they believe that it will change the earth to the jewels. And suppose I was cast.